Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a miracle-filled life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Breakthrough Miracle Radio, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and move from stuck to unstoppable. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to birth your biggest dreams. Here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Hi, everyone. I'm your host, Saskia Roel from BreakthroughMiracles.com. And I'm so excited you're all here. This show is about soul, your soul, how to make your biggest dreams come true and activate your potential and create your breakthrough miracle, and whether that breakthrough miracle is finding your soulmate or losing 50 pounds or moving to another country or up-leveling your career, whatever that is. I mean, it is possible. And today we have an amazing guest, Dr. Joe Gallenberger. And before we go any further, I want to give you the opportunity at my website, breakthroughmiracles.com, breakthroughmiracles.com. There is a free gift. It's basically the 7 gifts to unlock your miracle. When you sign up and put your name in, you also get every Monday morning a soul card reading. People are crazy about that. So not only do you get that, you get 7 gifts. So go to breakthroughmiracles.com. So our show is live each Wednesday on Transformation Talk Radio at 6 Pacific at 9 Eastern Time. And today we have Dr. Joe Gallenberger talking about his book Inner Vegas, Creating Miracles, Abundance, and Health. Well, let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Joe. He's a clinical psychologist with 30 years of experience. He's a heart-driven speaker. He's in demand internationally on topics like psychokinesis, energy healing, manifestation. He's a senior facilitator at the Monroe Institute and created a very successful MC program. He developed a Sync Creation, a home study course in manifestation, and he teaches his, I think, amazing workshop, Inner Vegas Adventure in Las Vegas. So I don't want you to wait any longer. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you. How are you doing today?
I'm great, and I'm sure everybody is excited to have you here on such an interesting topic. And I always ask all my guests, like, what has been your biggest breakthrough miracle?
I think to realize that we're surrounded by miracle all the time and to live in that space, which for me was to develop a vast ocean heart for as a way to hold enough loving space that you could move through life in a very high energy and see lots of synchronicities, serendipity, luck and blessings coming to you. So to learn that indeed the planet can be heaven here on Earth was, I guess, one of the biggest things for me.
The planet can be heaven on Earth. And Joe, why isn't that so for so many people?
Well, there's a culture that really is not very supportive of that. It supports a lot more feelings of lack and fear and distraction. Many different ways people can get a little off track. One of the ways I see a lot of spiritual seekers getting off track is that they are pretty connected to spirit, but they're not grounded here to the earth and to the here now present moment. And if you want to change the present moment, one of the first things you need to do is be fully here to do that.
And how do we get grounded? I mean, there's so many spiritual people out, you know, and I know this also from myself. How do we get grounded?
I think the biggest thing is your intention, really finding a way to fully embrace being here in physical matter reality, which can be a challenge because there's some things that appear, at least on the surface, to be pretty stressful and ugly about being here at times. Working to quiet that left brain that tends to take us into worry about the past or the future, and bringing in right-left brain balance, that sort of quiets the ego and allows the heart energy and the heart wisdom to come up. And with that, I think it gets easier to do some of the usual grounding things, which might be in the beauty of nature, doing meditations to ground yourself and pull up earth energies into your heart, petting kitty cats and dogs, anything that really appeals to you about being here tends to be grounding. Other things where you have to pay careful attention, like using a chainsaw, tends to be grounding because it brings you into that focus on here and now.
Mm. And being in your heart energy, is that grounding?
It can be very helpful, but to me, the heart can open. Let's say you watched a video on YouTube of soldiers returning from war and being reunited with their kids. You know, all our hearts would open at the beauty of the reunion and the love being poured forth between these two people. But it tends to be like a cut flower. The heart opening will last for a little while and then begin to fade unless you do connect strongly with earth energy and consciously pull that up, and also maybe connect with spirit and pull that into the heart to give the heart the energy to continue to stay open. Else it tends to open for a short while and then begins to fade again.
Hmm. And how can we make sure it doesn't fade again?
Again, probably one of the things that will push us out of heart space quite easily and cloud the love that we're feeling would be any form of fear that can manifest as anger, boredom, anxiety, terror, worry, lots of different things. So in the home study course, Sync Creation, and the workshops in Vegas, etc., we use quite a few meditation tools designed to bubble away fear, transform fear into other kinds of energies so that the heart can shine again. As you begin to do that regularly and you raise your energy higher and higher, then you become less of a place where sticky notes of fear can be put on your body, if you will. You get less resonant with the fear in the culture. Some people, limit their time watching broadcast news, those kinds of things, limit their time around people who are negative or fearful, and start increasing their time in the beauty of nature, increasing their time with beautiful music, with very supportive friends, increase their meditation time. All of those things will tend to keep us grounded and reduce fears and keep us in our heart.
And why don't we take a break? You're listening to Breakthrough Miracles Radio with Saskia Rowell. We'll be back right after these here on Transformation Talk Radio.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her Breakthrough program. 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle. Or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now in our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello, everyone. We're back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio with Saskia Roel. And today we have Dr. Joseph Gellenberger talking about Inner Vegas, creating miracles, abundance, and health. Joe, how can people connect to you about the book, about your workshops? Where do they go?
Probably, Saskia, the easiest website to remember is the title of the book, Inner, I-N-N-E-R, Vegas, V-E-G-A-S, .com. And that'll take you to my book, but also to my main website, which will have workshops and other CDs and things. The newest I've put out is called Liquid Luck, and people are having great luck. It's been out about a couple weeks and getting wonderful reports of people winning lottery tickets and selling houses and solving problems in business that have been there for 2 years and a day and all kinds of fun. So there's a lot of interesting product there, and they could check it by going to innervegas.com. The book
Great.
Is also available.
So, Joe, tell us about your book, Inner Vegas.
Well, I had worked with healing energy, basically, for a while, where you, say, touch a person's shoulder and their headache goes away. But as a scientist, that's very fuzzy. You don't know if you did it, they did it, whether it was going to go away anyway, that type of thing. And, but it led me to explore an area we call psychokinesis, the ability to affect matter with your energy, like bending metal, growing seeds in your hand in 5 minutes, maybe getting root growth about an inch long, lighting light bulbs without plugging them into the wall. And part of that would be rolling dice and patterns affecting slot machines. And I began to study that at a university laboratory, and the results were so statistically significant, it was PK, or psychokinesis, was a fact to me by the time I left that laboratory. And then I wanted to find a place to get a black belt in PK, if you will, to really learn this stuff well. And Las Vegas was ideal. I live in North Carolina, so it's a little bit of a plane ride, but out there the dice are guaranteed to be neutral and the slot machines can be affected by this energy, and if I did okay, I could pay my office staff back at home. So I began to study there and found healing and manifesting were the same energy as the psychokinesis, and some positive manifestations, healings, and success at the dice and slots was happening. So began to teach it. I've done 65 workshops out there called Inner Vegas Adventure over the last decade. And then we developed a program from Monroe Institute that expanded that into more healing circles, metal bending, other kinds of activities for manifesting. And eventually decided I needed to write a book about it. So Inner Vegas, Creating Miracles, Abundance, and Health, basically is my story going through this, including finding and fighting the dragons along the way, such as ego or not being grounded or fear or feelings of lack, limiting beliefs, and how to use heart energy to move through those easily and quickly and get victorious and being able to manifest much better. So it's a little bit of a biography life story with lots of helpful hints about healing, manifesting in this area of psychokinesis.
Yeah. I mean, I was fascinated about your youth. Tell us a little bit, because you know, you started to have all these out-of-body experiences, and at some point I think you were even able to on purposely do that, right?
Yes. When I was a young kid, which a lot of us do, actually, have out of body where you feel like your consciousness is floating or flying. I also had quite a few oneness experiences where everything would drop away and there'd just be oneness. And because I was being raised Catholic, I interpreted it a particular way and read about the Christian mystics. I went into a monastery when I was 14 for 2 years, and then came out and began to...
What did you do in a monastery for 2 years?
Well, you learn a lot about, they had very little talking, so your mind goes into very deep peace, and you can learn very deep contemplation, as well as that relationship with the divine, with people supporting you by fixing your meals and all of that. You can be in prayer much of the day, and that tends to create a very deep experiential, loving relationship with the Creator, if you will. But I found it a little confining as I hit my adolescence and came out, began to study psychology, then Eastern religions, and began to do out of body on a controlled basis, where, you know, by practicing, learning how to be able to put it under your conscious control some.
Yeah. Well, and Joe, what is the key? Because I can almost hear people thinking, and that's why I'm kind of shifting gears here. What is the key in manifesting? Why do we manifest sometimes so easily, and another time we just don't? And we do all the so-called things right. I mean, the visualization, all of it, and then it doesn't happen.
You know, if there's something, like I said, gee, I'd like to take my wife to Paris. By the end of the day, I had an offer to do a workshop in France. And then I said, I'd like to go over first class round trip for free. That'd be fun. And had that happen.
Yeah.
I always say this or something better, and it resulted in dozens of workshops and things. But in that situation, there was not much in the way. If a person's had poor health or financial struggles or difficulty in relationships over time, there's negative expectations, reduced energy, things that have to be overcome. And again, Home Studies Sync Creation course gives lots of ways to do that using technology-aided meditation called HemiSync, where you can go into deep meditative states within minutes. I tried to find a way to make it really simple and boil this down to its essence. And that's why I released this Liquid Lux CD a few weeks ago. And in there, you're imagining filling a container with the energies of gratitude, love, appreciation, praise, compassion, those very high energies, including the energy of good fortune. And then whenever you need to, you can just take a drink of this in your mind, if you will, and you can have a wonderful day. And I'm finding that very effective. So I would expect that would work for most people much of the time. But if there has been a real history of trouble for a person, they probably will need to go deeper. That's why things like visualizing, like the movie The Secret says, work sometimes, not others. Because sometimes there's such beliefs to clear. Some of them, we can be swimming in and not even know it. Like in audiences, I say, how many of you are seekers, you know, seekers of spiritual enlightenment and truth and all that? A lot of hands go up. I say, wouldn't you rather be a finder? It's a different energy.
Yeah.
So we can have things like that going.
So you started to do workshops in Vegas. And why would you go to Vegas to do
again,
it?
I wanted a place where I knew that what happened was something that I could measure. And statistically, we know exactly by chance how dice would roll.
In Vegas, you can.
Yes. So there was an environment where we could play, if you will, with that. Plus, money makes people pay attention. We only, you know, bet 50 cents a buck a lot of times, but we have tables reserved just for ourselves. The group energy gets going really well through meditation. We're all counting on each other. And in Vegas, on the dice, you get instant feedback. You know, in life, you could be thinking negative for weeks before something happens, or think positively and nothing seems to be happening. There, if you are in wide open heart energy, connected to the earth, connected to spirit, feeling all is one, feeling gratitude, you get rewarded with money within seconds. If you go into greed, fear, and ego, you get punished by withdrawal of money. So it trains you very quickly that this is effective and what is the proper state to go through in life in a more enlightened direction to be able to manifest positively. And that feedback in Vegas is priceless because it's so quick and clear.
I would love to see it experience once. I mean, how does it look? How many people do you have in your workshops?
The workshops have a maximum of 16 participants, and then usually my wife, Elaine, and I are training together, so there's 18 at the table. And it's mainly limited to how many people would fit around the dice table. So in that workshop, we stay at 16 participants. In the Sync Creation workshops, because we know not everybody wants to go to Vegas, we do the metal bending and growing seeds, rolling dice and patterns, having healing circles. There, the groups are usually between 20 and 30 people, but I like to keep it small because we want to give very individual attention to people's questions and their issues, and have opportunity for everybody to receive healing and things like that.
Yeah. And what about the spoon bending? I mean, why is that important? I mean, for people to learn, or is that because then you can see what you actually can do with your mind?
Yes. It could be a magician's trick if somebody else is holding the spoon or selected it. So if you get your own let me use a commercial Oneida silverware, you know, very strong stainless steel, and you can push on it as hard as you can with physical force and it won't budge. And then if you have the experience of it being in your hand and it melting like butter, it's very transformative to the person
Oh, that must be magic.
Power,
well, sorry, we have to go to the break. So everybody who's listening, please stay tuned. I'm going to ask very interesting questions to Dr. Joe Gallenberger, especially about what was the biggest miracle in Vegas, what happened. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hello, we're back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio, and we have our special guest, Dr. Joe Gallenberger, talking about Inner Vegas, creating miracles, abundance, and health. Joe, how can people connect with you?
Again, the easiest way would be to go to my website, Inner Vegas, I-N-N-E-R-V-E-G-A-S, innervegas.com, and they would see contact information under the About Joe section or the Contact Us section, and see products ranging from a $20 CD called Liquid Luck, another one to use these high energies in relationships called Partners, my book, Inner Vegas, Creating Miracles, Abundance, and Health. So I think they'd find it a very interesting website. There's lots of testimonials and personal stories about how people have had luck changing things into a positive direction for themselves.
That's great, Joe. Well, I want to ask you, what was one of your most successful, you know, stories of being in the casino?
I'm going to answer that kind of complicated. In healing, we've had many things like people waking up the second day of the workshop free from pain for the first time in 20 years from post-polio syndrome, those kind of things. And they always touch my heart when people burst into tears and say, I'm pain-free now for the first time in decades. On slot machines, I one night had... I'd been training all day, was pretty tired. I just wanted to hide by myself in the corner of a casino. And I had a goal of a royal flush in hearts, which is 160,000 to one by chance. Sat down, and some group members found me. And, you know, Saskia, you have that moment you can be genuine and say, I'd rather be by myself or not and things. But I said, I opened my heart real full wide, and I said, sure, join me. And the third pull was the royal flush in hearts, which was nice. It was about $4,300, and everybody was there to hug with me and things. We've had hits in roulette that were 1.6 billion to one by chance. My wife and I have gotten identical jackpots side by side on the slot machine.
I read that, so it's just so amazing.
Yeah, those are fun. But it's fun to hear when you get people get home that they found a soulmate or a new job that ideally suits them. Things that really will make their life and their family's life better.
Right.
So it's hard to pick a best one. There's so many out there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, now what if do you think when, what happens, I mean, in the workshops that people, you know, come back the next day and they are healed or they find their soulmate after a search of 10 years? I mean, what is the turning point?
We're working with technology-based meditation called HemiSync to rapidly put people into very deep meditative states where we work quite strongly at letting go of limiting beliefs and fears and then raising a very high heart energy. Some people feel that, you know, the heart opened more fully than ever before in their life, and that knowing then how to focus that energy onto what the person's deepest wishes are. So it's basically the miracle is the magic of the heart and being able to activate that kind of regularly, reliably, quickly.
Yeah. I can imagine, I mean, for you to witness then, if that hits home and people experience these miracles, this must be so fulfilling.
Oh, it is. It's fun to get stories from all over the world and on the Liquid Luck, even, you know, fun ones are one lady wrote she had been looking for a four-leaf clover as a sign of luck for 70 years on three continents, didn't find it, and then listened to Liquid Luck and the next day found one while her mother from the other side was singing to her, I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before. Things like that are just fun to hear, you know, on a daily basis. From small things like that to really having business or family life shift, and it's very rewarding to be in this kind of work.
And, it is.
People try so hard, you know. It's mainly that they don't have the tools. You know, we all have good intentions, but it's like trying to jump over a door. If you could try for 20 years and never do it. But if you turned around and learned how to use the pole vault, you could get over the door, you know?
Yeah. I'm saying in a very basic description, if we would go like in true deep level of compassion and gratitude for something we wish for or dream of, is that a way to speed up the manifestation process?
Yes, if you have very high positive energy, And you might look at it like this. If there was a balance scale, you know, with weight on one side and the other, if your fear is 60% and your desire 40%, you will manifest usually what you fear, not what you want. If your desire was 60% and your fear 40, things would come to you, but with lots of glitches and slowly. If you can get to a place where your wide open heart desire is 90% or better, and your fears are 10% or less of what's going on, then things usually come to you much more quickly and positively. So the type of techniques we do tend to create that environment where all of a sudden you're visualizing and without any, you know, just clean and clear, without any of worries about it not happening, without any worries whether you deserve it. And so your intent is very clean and clear, and you're doing it out of love, then it's very powerful.
You know, I can give you an example that we came here in America with our five kids who didn't speak a word of English, all little kids, and I woke up one day with this dream that we should leave Holland and come to America. This is 12 years ago, and I was so crystal clear on it. And honestly, we flew to America, we drove around here, and I said, we're going to find our dream house. The house is going to find us. I mean, in a very nutshell, the house found us. We found this incredible house. We went back to Holland, and a few months later, we bought that house over the phone. But then we were like, we're going. I mean, there was absolutely nothing that would stop us. And I was so convinced. I mean, we had really no extra money to bring here. We had no jobs. We had nothing. But we were going to America, and we sold our house. And we had no visas yet. And 3 weeks before we were coming here, we had no visa. We had shipped our stuff on the boat. We had bought this house over the phone. We had no jobs, very little money, and we were going. And I honestly, I can have fear about the most stupidest things. In this scenario, there was no fear. There was just conviction, we're going. And
wonderful.
3 weeks before, actually, we were flying out, our visas came. And it was just, you know, those are miraculous things. We were completely in I think the allowance of everything to happen, and it manifested so easily and so rapidly, and it was just really an amazing journey.
Yeah, it sounds like you really were able to clear and express your heart's desire, and the universe, when you do that, usually cooperates pretty well.
I know, and there are other times that I'm like, why can't I manifest this? And probably then there's more fear in the way, right?
Yes, often fear or a limiting belief. There was a fella that I knew, he wanted a job, and he wasn't having any luck. And I said, what would you really like? He said, a job, about 2 months a year outside in beautiful weather. Most people don't consider that a job. He put that out to the universe, and he got a job he was dealing with an advertising boat and on the northern shore of the United States. And by the end of the year, he had three boats and a Lexus, and the summer season was about 2 months long, and he had his dream. But most people, you know, if you said, I want a job only 2 months a year in beautiful weather, they'd laugh, saying, that's not a job. And then the manifestation stops right there. You have to be able to conceive of it to bring it in.
And probably when you're so strongly aligned, I would say, because that's what he was aligned with, and then dare ask for it or go for it, then the universe shows up.
If your heart is singing about it and you can see it's going to be good for you and others, then that really helps bring it in.
Yeah. Oh, I can totally see that. Well, we are heading for break time, so everybody stay tuned. We have an amazing conversation with Dr. Joe Gallenberger about creating and manifestation of miracles. Stay tuned.
I need love, love. Ooh, ease my mind. And I need to find time. Someone call mine.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hello, we're back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio. We are having an interview, exciting conversation with Dr. Joseph Gallenberger, talking about Inner Vagus, creating miracles, abundance, and health. And for all of you who are listening, I just want to remind you, on my website, breakthroughmiracles.com, you can get 7 gifts to unlock your miracle. And you get every Monday morning a soul card reading. If you sign up, put your name in the email box that is in breakthroughmiracles.com. And Dr. Joe, how can people connect with you?
The easiest way would be to go to my website, Inner, I-N-N-E-R, Vagus, V-E-G-A-S, just like the book, innervagus.com, and you'll see a place to sign up for my newsletter, which will tell you about where I am and what workshops are coming up. And also across the top is a good description about the home study course in creation, my Inner Vagus Adventure workshops, my book, and other CD offerings for relationships and for this one we call Liquid Luck to have a great day.
Well, thank you. So if you could say somebody's listening here and wants to know, what would you be saying are the key 3 things, for example, for manifestation?
I would say clear your energy of fear, doubt, feelings of lack, guilt, anything that would constrict or whatever. So you get your energy clear. You raise your energy very high, moving it through your heart space so that it's something that you... is really good from your heart's perspective, not just your ego's perspective.
Yeah.
So you raise that energy and bring it through your heart, and then put it out to the universe and let go.
Yeah.
And it's also good to pay attention after that. So say you want a new business to go on, and then you find yourself in a traffic jam or you find yourself delayed somewhere, look around. The person right behind you might be the person you should be talking to about this. And,
interesting. So I love that.
A lot of us will get irritated when things don't go our way, but if we ask for change, you know, we stay in our old patterns, the universe has a hard time reaching us. So I've had many times where the person sitting next to me on a plane or in front of me in line was the person I needed to talk to get just what I wanted. So you stay open to what books drop in your lap, etc. If people get the book Inner Vegas, Creating Miracles, Abundance, and Health, it'll give them lots of examples and tips on healing, manifesting, and how this energy kind of runs. And,
I love where you write about, like, where Don Juan is quoted by Carlos Castaneda in the teaching of Don Juan, like, ask yourself and ask yourself alone one question. Does this path have a heart? And if the path, if it does, the path is good. Or
yes.
If it doesn't, it's of no use. So can you talk about that?
I'd agree very strongly. That's why I put it in the book. There's lots of ways to sell your soul, you know, for the golden handcuffs,
right.
The tin handcuffs in business, or because you don't want to be considered too different than other people, or whatever it is. But if you move to doing activities that really make your heart sing, and that's the way, the easiest way and the most positive way to abundance. So a question might be, you know, somebody says, I really want to take things to a new level. I say, what in you, in your personality and your background, what could you do that would benefit many, many, many people, even millions of people? And what would you get great joy in? Doing that, and that might be somebody singing love songs and putting out a CD with that, with love and hope on it. Somebody else might have a talk show. Somebody else might write a book. Somebody else may sell cookies that taste just like grandma's. All of those, if done with love, can be very positive.
Yeah. No, and that's our path. That's the path of our soul. I think we go against it so often because we use our minds to, you know, deviate that path, and mm-hmm. we're not clear either.
It can take courage to, you know, meet the fears that come up and things, but there are now even technologies that can help you do that. There's an organization called HeartMath that has very simple exercises, as simple as putting your hand over your heart to get you out of your mind and into your heart, to as elegant as biofeedback machines you can hook up to and see if your heart isn't in a coherent and calm rhythm. We got tools they didn't have 50 years ago that can help us a lot and really cultivate this heart space where the power is.
Yeah. And what is the biggest dragon to you, Joe, for us?
This idea of fear probably would be, in all its forms, the thing that clouds our path the most easily. And that can be, you know, fear of not being what your mom and dad said was the definition of a good person, or fear that you'll be laughed at in your culture, fear whatever. But, you know, my saying that I have on my office wall that I developed, I think that I like to look at every day there. It's fear is expensive. Love is priceless. Choose wisely.
Say it again. Fear is expensive.
Fear is expensive. Love is priceless. Choose wisely.
And
I asked the dealers out in Vegas, what's true of all the myth? And they say only one thing, scared money loses. And it means that, if you fear rejection more than you desire the best relationship, if you fear being jobless more than you desire the best job in the universe for you, if you fear disease more than you want good health, you're going to have trouble manifesting the positive side that you want. And so that that dragon always has to be dealt with. And it can be like putting out brush fires. There's all these fears. But if you move into deep heart space, it sort of sings that dragon to sleep. And other dragons of ego. So the easiest way is to move into the heart. And all that stuff will just naturally kind of quiet down.
Yeah. No, it's so interesting. And I mean, in some ways, we all know this. And then yet, you know, we go in the default mode where... We go back to our fears. What would you say about anxiety? How can people deal best with anxiety?
Kinds of things we've been mentioning. Getting grounded helps you come into the present moment is really helpful. Learning a meditation technique like HemiSync that easily takes you from a state of agitation into feeling very calm and centered. They can be invaluable in handling anxieties.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're coming to the end of the show, and I enjoyed so much talking to you. Is there one last thing you want to say to our audience?
Probably reminding once again that we are miracle workers, and we're living in a miraculous world. We can look, you know, take those miracles for granted, even the miracle of the human hand or being able to talk to anybody on cell phone around the world or flying across the country in 3 hours. There's so many miracles around, we can get jaded. So to be aware that we are miracle workers in a miracle world, then we can create our own miracles much more easily if we clear our limiting beliefs and raise our heart's energy.
Yeah.
And then we focus it for our own healing and abundance and also for our community's healing and abundance.
That's so true. Well, thank you so much. I've enjoyed it so much.
You're welcome. It's been my pleasure.
The Inner Vegas, Creating Miracles, Abundance, and Health from Dr. Joseph Gallenberger. And I'm reading the book. I mean, I'm almost through, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. So... have a wonderful week, everyone. Next week, Breakthrough Miracle Radio is back on Wednesday again at 6 Pacific and 9 Eastern Time. Have a miracle-filled week. This was Saskia. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Breakthrough Miracles, where you move from stuck to unstoppable. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover what happens when you live a miracle-filled life. Begin a journey to a life with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Roel. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, listen to your soul, and give birth to your biggest dreams. Visit BreakthroughMiracles.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your breakthrough miracle or to schedule your soul coaching session with Saskia. Visit BreakthroughMiracles.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method.
bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. The Bond Method is a customized program that enables you to have optimal health and wholeness, experience the law of attraction like never before, and manifest abundance. It teaches you how to integrate your mind, body, and spirit through complementary and alternative healing modalities. For more information, you can go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.